76. It is 8:19, and we'd like to welcome to the morning show Gina Sheevy. Gina's with the Front Porch Jams of Lyon County as they're set to kick off season number 5 here tonight. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Well, of course. I always appreciate you guys calling, and thanks for everything you've done for us over the last 5 years.
We are glad to help.
Glad I can't to.
5 years, Gina. Can you believe that?
I know. I can't believe it. It's definitely been good work by a lot of good people. So
let's talk a little bit about the history of Front Porch Jams and how you're formatted and how basically this has turned out to be a fundraiser for many organizations here in and around the Emporia area.
Absolutely. These started out in 2017, and since then we've raised over $10,000 for local causes. And the premise is really simple. We have a local porch that, you know, someone just generously lets us come into their yard and set up, you know, our music, and people bring their lawn chairs and come and listen for a few hours of great local music. And then, you know, we pass a hat around and ask for donations for whatever the cause is that night to benefit. And not only have the hosts and musicians been so very gracious with their time and energy, but the audience that comes, it's very chill. It's very low-key, but it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to build community and just do something good with all of us being around there. So
cool deal.
That's really it.
Yeah. Awesome. How did the idea come to be, Gina?
The idea came to be in 2017. I've been a longtime musician and singer-songwriter, and my husband, you know, I play at the kitchen table a lot, and I feel like there's something bigger that we should be doing, and I should be doing with this music. And I said, what would you think if we just hosted something? You know, could I just put some music on our porch and invite some people and just see what happens, and maybe we could collect some canned goods? I mean, it really started out super simple. I think we wrote letters for my brother-in-law's infantry one time, and then it was like, you know, there's something to this. It just felt really special, and getting to hear all this great local talent we have around Lyon County has just been super special, and knowing that we can get together and do something good just was the icing on the cake.
You have done something good. $10,000 raised over these past 5 years. My goodness, that is significant. And any idea of the number of artists and porches you've been on?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
There we go. Thanks for heaving that one at me, right?
I did list them out in an article at one point, and I would say we have done well over 20 porches because we do 4 to 5 a season. And then as far as, you know, the number of organizations, I think we are at 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, anything from the Olby Veterans Memorial to medical funds for local people with cancer. The Honor Flight program has been probably the biggest, with almost $6,000 raised for that. And, of course, the county's well aware of all of that. But I would say we have got well over 10 to 12 different things. I mean, it's been anywhere from drones to library books. I mean, whatever needing.
And so, you've had a lot of musicians perform, too, haven't you, over the past 5 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A lot of people participating.
I would say well over 30 to 40 different musicians, and they keep coming back, which is just incredible. And I love seeing some of the new talent coming up. We do have, of course, tonight, Laura McDonald is not new talent, but she's amazing talent, face of Brick Horse, singer-songwriter, been a Front Porch Jammer since season one. We have Barry Williams, of course. Barry and Nina Williams are hosting tonight, and they have a little group called the Time Travelers. So if anybody likes classic, you know, soft rock and some classic country, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you're going to love these guys.
Yeah.
They're amazing. So, but the musicians, that, I mean, the people that you're seeing out and about in Emporia performing, Eric Murphy, Bob Phillips, Tina Riley, Jeff Schaefer, Leslie Cunningham, the Durst family, all these people that have been around, that if you're in the scene, Alexa Dawson, I think everybody is familiar with her, really great big-time artist around here, I feel. And all of these people have taken time on the porch and to do something good with it. And I couldn't be more grateful, and I just love that we're able to keep getting them to come back.
And Gina Sheevy, Front Porch Jams, with us here this morning. Well, let's talk about the kickoff of season number 5. When and where tonight, Gina?
You will be headed to 2920 Crestview Drive in Emporia, Kansas, and that is the porch of Barry and Nina Williams. And this is going to benefit our Kansas Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Lyon County specifically. And if you're not familiar with what Kansas Big Brothers, Big Sisters does, it's an incredible mentorship program for youth, and they need bigs. So kansasbigs.org is who we are benefiting tonight, and we would love to have you out there to do so. The show will start at 7 o'clock, but you come and go as you please. Like, if it's 8 o'clock and you're like, wonder what I could do tonight, come on down. Yeah. You're not late. Like, people just keep bringing chairs in, so just come down and join us. And it is a free show for all ages, so come on down, and if you'd like to donate to the cause, we really would like to support our local Big Brothers and Big Sisters tonight. Jackie Wellnitz is our contact for that, and she does really incredible work there, so we're happy to be able to help them out.
Outstanding. All right, Gina, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close it down today?
I just want to say thanks to everyone who has ever hosted, played, listened, or sponsored musicians over the years. I can't believe that we're at season 5, and we hope to be doing this for much longer. And thanks so much to KVOE for having us on.
You bet. Always great to talk to you, Gina, and good luck tonight. And we'll be in touch throughout the rest of the season, okay?
Thanks so much. You all have a great day.
All right,
you too.
Gina Sheevy with Front Porch Jams. Over $10,000 raised, Chuck, over the past 5 years. Well, past 4 years, I should say. This season 5 opened up tonight. So
cool deal. And enjoy. Enjoy and help Big Brothers, Big Sisters serving Lyon County in the process. Here, really quickly, want to let you know, What's in Outdoors is next with Phil Taunton. He is in studio. He's going to be right next to Ron here in just a little bit. And then Talk of Emporia at 11:06. Carol Strickland, Teachers Hall of Fame director, who is retiring at the end of the month, reflects on her education career. 11:06 today on KVOE.
Thanks, Chuck. KVOE live and local. It is 8:26. Stay tuned. What's in Outdoors next.
Looking for a climate-controlled work facility? Look no further than